is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, October 2nd, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Today, we continue our exercise with Israel United in Christ. They booked out three shows. We are excited to explore. We're excited to engage. We are excited to put some tough questions to the deacon who's in studio today, Deacon Labaka. Deacon Labaka is amongst about several deacons involved in the organization. But yesterday we were bombarded with questions trying to understand exactly the hierarchy, to understand whether Israel United in Christ is a religion or a political movement. But mostly, a number of Bahamians who are listening want to know the history of Israel United in Christ. In the Bahamas, they see purple. People wearing purple and gold. But they're now seeing another group. I'm not sure if it's a seeing group. Wearing blue. Blue. And I think they have the... Forgive me the name. The shashal type thing.
The fringes.
Fringes.
Yes.
Right? So I want to know, is this a seeing group? Is it a different organization? Is there possible to be different Israelites in the Bahamas? What distinguishes Israel United in Christ from these other organizations is the conversation we want to have today. But before we start, we're going to start from the beginning. We're going to allow the deacon and his captain to give us some history of the organization, as much as you can, right? And then so the listening audience who are interested, right? Mm-hmm. They hear the scriptures, just that they don't understand the concept. Because they're saying, oh, every time you're trying to get the history of it so they can embrace it and say, okay, I could follow. It's not interrupted, because interrupt is the bad word. When you speak in the word of God, the word of God don't interrupt things.
Yes,
right? But they want to appreciate it, and then the scriptures solidify it. Mm-hmm. So forgive me for how I put that question. Yes. But let's start from there. What is Israel United in Christ?
Yes, go ahead, Ken.
Yes, sir. Israel United in Christ.
Forgive me. This is Captain. Okay.
Yep. So, shalom, everybody. Israel United in Christ is a Bible faith-based organization, which began in 2003 by our elder, Bishop Nathaniel. Today, we have three bishops, Bishop Nathaniel, who's the head bishop. We have Bishop Yausop. We have Bishop Kana. And we have a panel of deacons, including Deacon Labaka. It began in New York, and that's where our headquarters resides. And then it branched off into Florida and various congregations all over the U.S. From there, we're in Europe, we're in Africa, and this thing has become a global movement across the four corners of the earth through the blessing of Christ, because Christ is our King, first and foremost. We believe that the Israelites, according to the Bible, and we must keep the law, statutes, and commandments. This is our religion, is to keep God's laws, because that's what God gave us. God didn't give us any denomination. He gave us laws, statutes, commandments, and judgments. And we did not keep his commandments. So again, we've been scattered around the earth as a people through to our disobedience and rebellion. So now God is sending us out to recover the remnant of his people who are scattered, call themselves different names, African-American, Bohemian, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Haitian, for example, and we gather and let them know that we are the 12 tribes of the nation of Israel. And everything that happened to us, Bohemian history, for example, is Bible prophecy. Bible prophecy became our history, whether you're in the Bahamas, whether you're in Haiti, it does not matter. We fit the curses and prophecies found in the Holy Bible. No other nation fits the curses and things written in the Bible besides us. We've been taught to read the Bible through Eurocentric eyes, and we're letting people know, no, you are the children of God. And once you start to read the Bible through the lens of understanding that this is you, then the Bible will begin to make sense. And there won't be any confusion. It won't be any misinterpretations. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, we must repent and keep God's laws. Mm-hmm. And then we will rule when Christ returns. Christ come back to save a people right? There's no individual salvation. A nation is going to be saved when Christ returns.
Okay, I appreciate it, and thanks. That's great information. In terms, you mentioned three bishops, then you mentioned a slew of deacons.
Yes,
then
sir.
After the deacons.
Yes, sir. Captain. We have captains.
A slew of captains.
Yes,
after
sir.
The captains is what?
We have officers.
It's officers. And a slew of officers. And after the officers is what?
We have soldiers.
Soldiers.
Yes, sir.
And let's talk about that. I assume that the soldiers is a lower rank.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It seems a big role, though.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but they play a big role.
Yes, and that's Deacon Labaka who's talking in the background there. Mm-hmm. It seems like a military to me.
It is.
This is where you can bring that scripture now. See how I can still allow you to see your scripture. But I'm still going back to the history now. Mm-hmm. Right? I can give you the opportunity to explain why it seems so military-oriented.
Right. So, again, everything that we do is based upon what our King has given us in the Holy Scriptures. For example, go to Deuteronomy chapter 1 and start at verse 13.
This is the book of Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 13.
Come on.
Take you wise men.
God told Moses when he brought us out of our captivity, so to reset the nation, because remember, we went from slaves in Egypt, now we're coming out of Egypt, and God gave us order immediately. He gave us laws, and then he organized us as a people, because we are military. Watch this,
ready? You know what's so heavy behind that? Mm-hmm. They're showing you we were destroyed under the Egyptian captivity. Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing now. We're in Bahamas. We've been destroyed under the British captivity. Mm-hmm. So now he bring the prophet back. You're fighting against us. It's the same thing. Come on.
Go ahead.
Take you, wise men, and understanding, mm-hmm. and known among your tribes, and I will make them rulers over you.
Right.
And ye answered me.
Verse 15. Let's get to the point.
Verse 15. Mm. So I took the chief of your tribes, wise men, and known, and made them heads over you, captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, and captains over fifties, and captains over tens, and officers amongst your tribes. And I charged your judges at that time, saying, hear the causes between your brethren.
So God set up order amongst the men. And the reason why you have the different ranks, rank is for order sake. It's not so you can sit as king of the hill and abuse the people, because that's what we see in society. That's how the white man operates. If he's at the top of the pyramid, he abuses all those under him. That's not why God set up order. God set up order to share the burden of governing the nation of Israel. Watch this, finish it. It's going to tell you.
It says, and ye shall and you shall judge between the causes of your brother and judge righteously between every man and his brother.
You see that thing? The reason for order is to make sure everything is governed properly. Everybody is righteous and keeping the laws and commandments.
Okay,
of God.
I understand.
I thought in religion you cannot be judged. But they said between us we're supposed to judge one another.
Even the saints shall be judged.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Do you have churches, temples?
Yes, sir.
A lot of them. And if you have churches and temples, who is the pastor? Do you have pastors? Who is the pastor? And do you acknowledge the Sabbath day? And do you keep it holy?
Yes, we have to. Bible.
When is the Sabbath day?
Yeah, Sabbath day begin Friday dark to Saturday dark. Not when the sun set me like these religions start to pushing. Nah, it's dark. Like Friday, pure dark, the day begin. Saturday, pure dark, the day end.
And in terms of the Sabbath, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because you subscribe to what I call ancient practices of Hebrews. Yeah, that means what do you do not do, or what do you do during the Sabbath?
Okay, hold on. Give me Ezekiel 22. What you was gonna get it?
Oh no, he just had Ezekiel 11 about the sanctuaries, but we can move on.
Yeah, okay. No, you talking about sanctuary? Let's kill it. Let's kill the sanctuary, then we go to Ezekiel 22. Let's kill it. Because you asked a question, we're gonna answer it quick.
16. Come on.
16. All right, this is the book of Ezekiel chapter 11 and verse 16. Therefore say, thus saith the Lord God.
Come on.
Although I have cast them far off from among the heathen,
because we're not in Israel today. We're not in Israel today. We've been scattered through transatlantic slave trade, trans-Saharan slave trade. Rome came in 70 AD and chased us out of Jerusalem. So he says, though I have cast you off far away from our homeland, come on.
And although I have scattered them among the countries, yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary.
So as we learn this truth, we all gather together. So you have sanctuaries, which is a place to get away from the wickedness, away from sin, away from the heathen. And we can learn and rehearse the righteous acts wherever we are scattered. That was the prophecy that God would do that in the last days. And we're seeing that. We have congregations, IUSCS, we're in the Bahamas. We're in Africa. We're in Europe. We're in various states across the Americas. So prophecy is being fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. So you all have seminaries then?
I'm sorry?
A place to study and learn about.
Yeah, that's what this.
The same sanctuaries.
I mean a place. Do you all have a place?
Place. That's what he just said in the Bible.
Where's the place located?
Place. We got headquartered in New York. We have.
So I'm a Bahamian.
Yeah.
I join the Israel United in Christ.
Yes.
And I want to learn about the scriptures.
You're going
to
be enrolled in the Men of Valor program.
Explain that to me. What you mean?
The Men of Valor program, you're going to learn the milk of the Bible. You're going to learn the milk of the Bible. And as you learn the milk of the Bible, you're going to deal with heavier matters in the law. But the very first thing you're going to receive a welcome home packet. And that welcome home packet, you're going to learn the basic laws of God to apply to your life today. Not tomorrow, today. And as you apply those things, you get your house in order. Like, for example, your house includes you. If you're married, your house is you and your wife. If you have children, that's your house. You get that in order. Make sure everybody under your roof is obeying the laws of God. As it's written, me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. So we're going to give you a packet. We're going to outline the basic laws of God that you apply on a day-to-day. And then we're going to teach you heavier things in the scriptures so you can go out there and teach a people who don't know who they are. So it's much to be taught. But the very first thing is to repent and keep God's laws. That's the very first thing.
Just like when you're looking at society, college, right? Mm-hmm. When a man or a woman go to college, they want to upgrade themselves, right? That's why they go to college. They want to upgrade who they are. Mm-hmm. So we in IUIC, we have school that upgrade our people to show them who they are.
Tell me more about the school. I get the packet.
Yes,
you get the packet. Then what else after I get the packet? I get my house in order.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That means I got to convince my wife that she can't be Anglican no more. She got to convert.
Yes, you have to teach your
And if
wife.
She doesn't want to convert, what happens?
After a while, she don't want her to convert. Guess what?
What?
The scripture talking about what is a believer doing with an unbeliever.
Right.
Unequally yoked.
Because guess what? Mm-hmm. You might be, now you wake up being an Israel, but your wife is still Catholic.
Yes.
There's a division inside the house.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You understand? So God is not calling us to confusion.
Mm-hmm.
He's calling us to be in order.
So what happens?
Then now, if their wife don't want to be in order, you have a decision to make.
Like
that's the cross being carried. I say each of us must carry our cross. You understand? Their cross sometimes is hard to carry. His cross and my cross might be different. And your cross might be different. Sometimes you're going to have to move on.
Does Israel United in Christ believe in divorce? Can I put away my wife and say, man, you ain't one convert to my religion?
Matthew 19.
Yeah, let's read what scripture said.
Okay, let's see what scripture said. And then I want to know if any history of what y'all doing.
Okay, cool. We have to read scripture because we cannot do our own thing.
Okay.
Come on.
This is the book of Matthew, chapter 19, and verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
And said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother.
Start at verse 4.
Verse 4. And he answered and said unto them, have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female?
Come on.
And said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, mm-hmm. and they twain shall one flesh.
Uh-huh.
Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh.
Come on.
What therefore God have joined together, let no man put asunder.
See, we don't have the right to divide that. But listen to this.
They said unto him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and put her away?
Why is that?
He said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts.
Because we was wicked.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Moses had to say unto the Lord, because we be being wicked.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning.
From the beginning before Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
From the beginning, it was not so.
There was never divorce before that.
Mm-hmm. Read on.
Come on.
And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife.
If you decide to put away your wife, maybe she got a bigger toe. Maybe she got a bigger head. Maybe she got a bigger nose. Now. Come on.
Except it be for fornication.
She have to commit fornication. That's the only way you can put away your wife.
So you can
not because for because she gets
your
fat.
Wife for fornication. That's
for
you
fornication. That means she cheat
then,
on you.
And I know I'm for fornication. And that means you get married again or you can't get married again?
Yeah, of course.
You get married again?
Yes.
So you have two wives?
No, she gone.
She gone.
If you're divorced, then you're not married anymore.
Okay.
Come on.
And she'll marry another. Commit adultery.
But if you decide to put your wife away, right? Let's say that you might be a gambler, right?
No, no, let me give you an example. Let's say she doesn't agree with the Israelites.
No, no, we're going to... No.
I got you.
But I want to go to a little bit detail so we all can understand it.
Yes, you understand? Let's say she doesn't want to adopt the Israel...
We're going to get to that in the same... Okay. Just pay attention. Okay? Let's say in that, for example. For example, now you let me... I lose my thought.
Gambling.
Say in that you're a husband. Mm-hmm. Then you decide to gamble in your money. You understand? Then now you lack of rent money, you lack of mortgage money, you lack of the treatment inside your house. So she decides to say, hey, you know what I mean? I want to separate from my husband until he got his mind right. Then she decides to say, you know what? I don't want to even put him away, but I also want to divorce him. That's unheard of. She have to fix it with you. You understand? She have to fix it.
So a woman can't divorce her husband?
She cannot divorce her husband.
Only a man can divorce her husband?
Only if she commit adultery.
What if the man commit adultery?
She have to make it work with her husband.
So the woman have to yield?
It's always been like that. You understand? God create the man to serve him.
Right.
God create the woman to serve the man. It's always been like that.
So she got to stay with her cheating husband until?
Until the brother get his mind right. The brother have to have his mind right. If he believe in this Bible, he going to get his mind right.
Okay.
You understand?
And that don't mean he going to escape God's judgment.
You understand?
Right.
Because she can't divorce her, that going to escape the hands of God.
Yeah, it's not going to be in the end. He might catch something out there.
Right. And get that to Corinthians 7.
But that's why the wife can separate him. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? If he living that life, I mean, she sleep with him, then now he catch a virus, he going to give it to her.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You see where we trying to get at?
Yeah, I see where we
get. Come on.
This is the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 7, verse 11.
Verse 15.
Mm-hmm. But if the unbelieving depart, let him depart.
If the unbeliever depart, that means now you and your spouse, right? One of them believe, one of them don't believe. Am I right or wrong? That's what we're talking about, mm-hmm. right? Come on, now we're talking about the unbeliever.
Okay.
The husband or the wife that is unbelief. Come on.
A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such cases.
Come on.
But God have called us to peace.
Come on.
So you see that, right? It says a man or a sister is not under bondage. What bondage? The bond of marriage. If an unbelieving husband or wife want to leave because they don't want to agree with coming back to your heritage and keeping God's laws and commandments, and they want to leave, it says, let them depart. You're not under the bondage of marriage in such cases because God called us to peace.
Okay, I understand that.
That means you can dump her and get a beautiful, something more beautiful than her, young and tender.
Okay, we have a quick caller here. let the caller ask you a question. Go ahead, caller. Speaking to Deacon... Labaka.
Yeah, Deacon Labaka.
I can get it before you leave.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, caller. Call girl once. Call girl twice. Okay. I have a text here about the New and the Old Testament, New and the Old Law.
Yes.
You call yourself Hebrews, or you are the Hebrews.
No, we are the Israelites.
Correct.
Abraham was a Hebrew. Okay. Isaac was a Hebrew. Jacob's name was changed to Israelites. Give me that in Acts 7.
No, but hold on. I'm going to ask a question here.
Mm-hmm.
So you are Israelites.
We are the book, the Israelite.
You are the Israelites.
And so are you.
Yeah.
You just don't know it yet. You still confused.
You are the Israelites, right?
Mm-hmm.
My question to you is, how do you embrace the New Testament if you are in the Old Testament Israelites? Where does this New Testament come into your religion?
Yeah, give me Paul when Paul say he is an Israelite. Mm-hmm. Paul is in the New Testament. Yeah,
Paul's also a Roman citizen.
Yeah, man, but
we're also American citizen.
Okay.
Sometimes we Bahamian citizen. Okay. Well, what that mean? The white man come here, become a Bahamian citizen. What that mean?
Okay.
Come on.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 11 and verse 1.
Uh-huh.
I say then, have God cast away his people?
Did God cast away his people? Because that's what, in this society, they're saying, there's no more Israelite.
Right.
We are Israelite.
Mm-hmm. We spiritual Israelites.
Yep.
God forbid.
God forbid. Whatever the dumb thoughts that pop up in your head tell you there's no more Israelite is a dumb thought. Mm-hmm. Come on.
For I also am an Israelite.
Mm-hmm. Paul said, I'm also an Israelite. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Of the seed of Abraham,
mm-hmm.
of the tribe of Benjamin,
mm-hmm.
God have not cast away his people, which he foreknew.
Mm-hmm. That means cast down the dumb thoughts. Because we saying that he come to his people did not receive him. But what Paul just said?
Mm-hmm.
Read it again, brother.
I say unto thee, God have not cast away his people. God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin.
He also tell you, Paul today would have been a Bahamian.
Mm-hmm.
Paul today would have been a Jamaican.
Mm-hmm.
because it's from the tribe. The tribe. If you really want to know where you, who your tribes are, your people here in Bahamas, you are the tribe of Benjamin, according to the Bible. You have to repent as a Benjamite. Come on.
Yesterday I asked you, which Bible do you all use? And you mentioned King James Bible. But I had a texter who wanted to know what version of the Bible that you use to preach.
King James, 1611.
Right. Get that in, give me Ecclesiastes 8 and verse 4. Because the King James Version Bible, it's the authorized King James Version Bible, meaning they are not by law able to alter anything that wasn't there back in 1611. That's why it's called the authorized King James Version. Different from these NIV versions, these NSLV versions, American Standard Versions, that take out scriptures like Matthew 15, 24, that says Christ is sent for the lost sheep. Matthew 18, 11, that says Christ came to save that which
Captain,
was lost.
Would you they agree take out scriptures. That there are older Bibles than the King James Version?
Oh, yeah, it's older Bibles.
And would you agree that this older version of the King James Version have different text than the King James Version?
Let me make it clear.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because we're not out here to question the Bible.
No, I ain't questioning the Bible.
I'm just want to put it out there.
Okay.
Because guess what? We are here for those that want to repent, keep God's commandment, and live. Mm-hmm. We're not. By the time we waste time trying to defend, because either you believe in the Bible or you don't.
Okay.
You understand? Let's focus on that.
We have another call.
Yes,
up,
let's focus on that. Don't waste time.
I want to ask you this.
Yes.
There's another grouping of blue and white Israelites.
Yeah, there might be another set of brothers of ours. They might be not with us.
I want to know, are you aware of other Israelites around? Or this,
in
only,
this island?
Not this island, in general.
No, there's a lot of groups.
We are aware. We're not affiliated, though. We're aware there's other Israelites. We want them to go forth and preach, go forth and prosper.
Yeah.
We pray that more Israelites wake up and do the work. Follow our example, but we don't affiliate with any other Israelite group at all whatsoever.
So how can a regular person, I see a phone call, I'm coming to you now, a regular person like myself, distinguish which one is the Israel united in Christ? How do I know? So, okay,
no. The purple and gold. The purple and gold.
Look, the purple, and gold.
We have
so no other Israelites wear the purple and gold.
No, the purple and gold is us, 100%.
Okay, let me go.
Unless they're trying to copy us and being deceived.
I understand. Let's go to the caller then. Go ahead, caller. Garden Radio AM.
Yes, how are you doing?
Doing well.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Radio. I'm going to ask your guest a question, right?
Yes,
religion,
sir.
Religion is the biggest division between mankind, right or wrong?
Religion, as you know it, might be the biggest division of mankind, but God don't want us with mankind. No way. God made the Israelites to be separate from other nations.
I'm putting forth to you, right, that religion is one of the biggest divisions between mankind, right?
No, you're wrong.
Towards you guys. No. Let me out on this air, right?
You asked me a question.
Jesus speaks about love and loving people, right?
But loving who?
Yeah, you speak about as you don't like Christians. You clearly don't like white people.
No, that's not true, sir. Sir, that's not true. So that's not you. Don't say that.
No,
say
it. In a conversation where I heard.
No, we saying that we've been destroyed by white folks. Are we not, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, then. So what you talking about?
Columbus doing.
Yeah, we still in the bottom here in the island. Am I right or wrong? We hold $13 billion to our. What's the bit name?
$13.1 billion owned by this.
Come on, brother. Wake up, man. What you talking about?
What I'm talking about is, right, you don't like certain groups of people.
That's not you, sir. Don't say that. Don't say that. God will judge you, brother. Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm telling you. Don't do it. Because you said that we don't have no love, right? The love. No, sir. The love you want us to have, you know the love you want us to have, that's the love that divides us in the first place. Now, I'm going to show you what the Bible says about love. Okay? Let's read it for the brother.
This is the book of 1 John. This is the book of 1 John, chapter 5, verse 3.
Come on.
For this is the love of God.
This is the love of God, brothers and sisters. Come on.
That we keep his commandments.
That's right.
We have to keep God's commandment. That's where the first love begin. First love begin us join ourselves under God's commandments. We cannot join ourselves under Islam. We cannot join ourselves under Buddha. We cannot join ourselves under religions out here. That's not of God. Come on, man. God separated us for a reason. Come on.
For this is the commandments, and the commandments are not grievous.
Because I'm going to show you a commandment that's not grievous, right? Give me Leviticus 19 and 17. Because us in our island, right? We coming in Bahamas. We got brother here in Bahamas, sister here in Bahamas, married brothers, married sisters in Bahamas, right? But one thing we all going to have in common is this. Come on.
This is the book of Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 17.
This is love, brother.
Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart.
Me and you, we're not supposed to hate each other in our heart. Come on.
Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor.
If I see you in error, brother, my job is to correct you. If you see me in error, your job is to correct me. This is the true love. You understand? We're not going to use the love of the world that we're a bunch of hypocrites. If I see my brother in error, the same way we come in here to Bahamas, we see you in error. You and me practice a bunch of demonic. My job is to tell you, brother, you are an Israelite. Repent back to God. Keep God's commandment. This is the true love, brother.
Deacon.
Come on.
Do Israelite united in Christ believe in heaven?
There is salvation. Of course. That's why we are here, to gain the soul of our people for salvation.
So my question is, can white people go to heaven? Or is it only made for black people?
The whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation is talking about the tune of Israel. The tune of Israel break God's commandments. The other nation was created to do what? To the Israelite. To serve the Israelite. So when we break the commandment, now we become their servants. Their servant under them. You understand? Now, if we're going to get ourselves together, guess what? They're going to go to the right place. They were made to be servants in the first place.
So they can go to heaven.
Yeah, they're going to be in heaven. So who's going to be our servant then?
So
okay. Are we going to... Come on, man. Are we not their servant today?
I like that.
Are we not their servant today?
Let's go.
Come on, man.
Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller.
White people, don't worry. You're going to be in heaven, sir.
They can be in heaven. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning to the panel and to Mr. Nuri.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
You know, this brother of mine, you know, some of the things he speaks of aphoristic, you know, the Old Testament, et cetera, right? But I have an overview, and he says he's a biblical scholar. I don't...
Yeah, over 100 years, brother. 100 years and plus.
Yeah, but listen, General, I don't disagree with anything you're saying. I have a few different slight variations in my God concept, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We would like to address that.
To be honest with you, I realize and understand, and you talk about the enemy becomes the deity, right? But let's look at it historically. We know that out of Africa it all began. So let me look at social biology. But it does say somewhere in the Old Testament there will be an evil entity coming out of the north, right? My God, which is first strictly to the Caucasoids. I don't know if you read that part in the Bible.
Yeah, we read it.
Yeah, all right. So I don't disagree with your concepts, but really and truly, I look at it like Abraham is the father of the nations, the Muslim, the Arab, and the Jew, right?
Yeah, I agree, 100%. Yeah.
So it's a oneness thing here. I don't think nobody's spiritually frozen. But
you know, hold on, sir. You cannot do a lot of talking. Then we have to hit the key point, sir. You understand?
But hold on.
Because guess what? You say Abraham. Hold on. You say Abraham is the father in the Arab, the Jews, right? So we're gonna read something, right? Give me woman 9. All right, we got to cover everything, sir. We cannot let the people blind out here. We cannot let the people blind out here by your question. Come on, just be patient with us, white queen. Come on, Daddy.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 9 and verse 1.
Uh-huh.
I say the truth in Christ.
Now get me the, not all the tune of Abraham. Some of them are the tune of the flesh. Right. Come on, Daniel.
Verse 8. That is, that which are the children of the flesh. These are not.
Start from the beginning, Daniel. Come on.
Verse 7. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children.
Yeah, the Arab, they are the seed of Abraham. That don't mean they are the children of God. Come on.
But in Isaac, brother,
Ishmael and Isaac, then God choose Isaac. He did not choose Ishmael. Come on, brother. Trying to humble yourself. You may learn something today. Come on.
But in Isaac shall thy seed.
In Isaac shall your seed be called. Come on, brother.
That is, they which are the children of the flesh.
Those Arab are the children of the flesh. That not the children of God. They are the children of the flesh. Okay. Come on.
These are not the children of God.
That's what God said, brother. We cannot add or take away. As the Bible speaks to us, we're going to apply what is written, bro.
Brother mine.
It's clear there. Come on now, brother. What is the next question you got?
I know that. What I'm saying
okay,
is,
if you know that, why you mentioned that then?
Listen to me. No. There are, all right. Are you familiar with pseudepigrapha?
Brother, ask us the question where we can answer.
Yes.
Why would we study something that's fake, my brother?
In Samuel, listen to me, my brother.
As soon as we bring the truth now, do you study that are fake? Come on, brother. Be real with yourself.
Listen to me. Be getting carried away with the particulars doesn't get us anywhere spiritually. What I'm saying is, in the book, in the Bible, they have in Samuel where David as and they have Elhanan as killing Goliath, right?
Okay.
And they have David also listed as killing Goliath.
Okay.
Right? And so they're saying that how can you prove this? Which one? The story of Elhanan killing Goliath is much older.
But, right? But David, 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 David and Goliath, Goliath was what? Not, what nation, brother? Goliath was what nation? The Philippian, right? Goliath, right?
He was a Gittite. Yes, he was a Gittite.
Okay, okay. So that was not Israelite. That was not Israelite, right?
Yeah, but the apocryphals.
Oh, hold on, hold on, brother. Just heard me out.
When
David fought against the other nation, right? So he stoned the other nation, right? Because they was oppressing, they were not oppressed the children of Israel, right? Today the white man is the oppressor, brother. What you plan to do about it, brother? Are you gonna get your mind right? Keep God's commandment and leave so God can fight for you? Or are you gonna continue going in and out with me? What you gonna do? Thank you, sir. Next,
the phones are light up.
Yes, guess the next man.
Question.
If you don't have no sense, if you don't have no sense, please do not call the station. If you don't believe in the Bible, please do not call the station.
A number of people are saying that you using history as prophecy to confirm your religion.
No, that's what it's about. We have to. We have to use history.
These things already happened. Like the Israelites were already. We already know that they were captive by the Egyptians. That's
yes,
gone.
Yeah, correct.
Then you come thousands of years later and say, no, we also was captive by people, so therefore we now are the Israelites.
No, we're going to prove it. We're going to let the Bible prove it.
Then
it's
you,
not
then
our word.
Just that you're using the past as a prophecy.
Because you remember what Moses, you remember what Moses tell us.
What Moses said?
Moses said, if we didn't want to keep their commandment, we're going to go into captivity.
No,
again.
He said, because you didn't keep the commandment.
Yes, we're going to go into slavery.
That
again.
You are in captivity.
Yes,
that
that's the punishment for not keeping God's commandment.
Yes.
That's how we know who you are.
So you're saying that there are different groups of Israelites that come again and again and again.
Who yes, through our generation, we keep coming. Because you remember, give me Exodus 20. Which one you was getting? Exodus 20. God's going to say something.
Can that
right?
Original Israelites be white people? And no. Now this is our black people?
Hold on, hold on, no. Hold on, hold on, hold on.
So, at the beginning... On.
Let the Bible speak
yeah,
for a minute.
Yeah, he's searching for it. Yeah, the beginning Israelites were always black.
And then there was always black.
Then they had that slavery. And then there's yes. Hundreds of years later...
Now they
another,
become white.
Then,
now.
Then there's
and
another
this
Israelite...
This they become white.
Yeah. There's
so
another
what's happened?
Israelite who got in captive slavery. They became the Israelites. And then thousand years later, another set came with Israelites and okay.
Yes, because Deuteronomy 28 is like a circle.
It's a circular thing.
To every captivity we're going to suffer, Deuteronomy 28. Okay. You understand that children of Israel going to suffer it. Okay. Come on.
This is the book of Exodus chapter 20 and verse 5. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For mm-hmm. I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God,
uh-huh.
Visiting the iniquities of the fathers
upon what?
Upon the children unto the third and fourth generation.
This generation we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Guess what? When we was in Egypt, there was a generation in Egypt. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Moses have to deal with him, right? Mm-hmm. So when you're dealing with Jeremiah, there was a generation he had to deal with. Daniel, there was a generation he had to deal with. Ezekiel was a generation he had to deal with. So it's us in these last days. We've been in, God sent his prophet back again and speaking the same thing. That's why we've been speaking since the captivity in Syria. It's Syria captivity. We're preaching your guys the same thing. We jumped to Babylon. We teach your guys the same thing. We jumped to the Mede and the Persian. These are great empire. Then we jumped to the Greek captivity. You remember? So now we're in Rome, right? Now we're in America. We're teaching your guys the same thing. Repent, keep God's commandment before you die out here.
Okay.
And your foolishness.
Let's get
that's what the same
to,
philosophy
to
we're teaching.
Question.
All these things, the same
producer
law we're teaching. Patch
the caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us? Talking to the deacon right now, Labaka. Go ahead, caller.
Afternoon, CA.
Good afternoon.
Yes, yes. How you doing, sir?
Good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud yes, and clear. Go ahead.
Hey, CA, question for you. Where are these brothers from? They live in America? Where they live?
We live here in Bahamas. We live in America. We live throughout the world, brother.
No. I'm asking CA where you live in. Because
we live here in Bahamas.
Throughout the world. Do you reside in yeah. The Bahamas is what I'm asking.
Yes, we
we got a house in Bahamas.
They have
we
a
have
chapter.
An apartment in Bahamas. We have a congregation in Bahamas.
They have a chapter in the Bahamas. But here
okay.
Is the deacon who is in charge of
saying is CA, listen to these two guys talk. Well, let me tell you, these guys, they sound like they got plenty of hate in their heart, man.
I'm cross because you don't know their gospel. You would have said the same thing about Christ, too.
No, but
you don't want to hang Christ, by the way.
To me, sound like y'all in the Bahamas for a money grab, man. Y'all.
No, we already have money, sir. We don't worry about money. God already blessed us with money,
well,
sir.
Well, how you bought them plane tickets if you ain't got no money?
Oh, I just told you we don't have no money. You see, the only thing you want to earn? We already have the money, brother. We don't need your money. Okay. All we need you to do, all God wants you to do, is to repent, keep God's commandments. We don't come here for your money.
But my brother, what I'm telling you is...
For the brother, Dan.
You're not telling me nothing I already know.
Go ahead, Dan.
Get your mind right. Next week, brother. Next caller. We're not here to waste time with you. You're wasting our time right now.
This is the book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 15.
Watch what God say. Go ahead.
Unto the poor, all things...
Unto the what? You're reading too fast.
Unto the pure.
The Bible say, unto the pure. Go ahead.
All things are pure.
Go ahead.
But unto them that are defiled...
Unto them which are defiled, like the caller who was just on to my... Where y'all from? What y'all in Bahamas for? Unto them which are defiled, go ahead.
And unbelieving.
And what?
And unbelieving.
And don't believe the scriptures. To those who are defiled and unbelieving, go ahead.
Is nothing pure.
Is nothing pure. Go ahead.
But even their mind and conscience is defiled.
He want to project his own defiled mind on us. Y'all here for a money grab. What the hell you talking about? We here to help our brothers in the Bahamas. Here to help our sisters in the Bahamas.
He's
projecting his own mind upon us.
You notice none of these organizations in Bahamas call us say, how could we help the young youth?
That's what we couldn't talk
none
about.
None of y'all right. saying that. How could your guys help us to help the young youth?
Right.
All these older men, they're defiled. You understand? Your young youth, we want your guys to call us. Ask us, what do you need in this island to survive?
Deacon.
Call us. We're here for your young brothers, your young sisters that are willing to repent, keep God's commandment, and live. Come on, man.
In the Bahamas, Deacon, what all have you done locally in terms of helping Black Bahamians, in terms of organizing them, in terms of donating back? People are questioning money grab. People are suggesting that you're here for nefarious. What have you done so far where people say, any local Bahamian say, okay, I see it. I see now. You're doing things.
You're my captain going to help you.
Okay.
Right. So first and foremost, what y'all got to understand is Israel United in Christ is a Bible-based movement, meaning what? Everything starts with repentance. For example, in the Bahamas, 1 in 4 sisters have an STD. According to y'all stats, 1 in 4 have an STD. Why? Because our brothers are whoring them out. So what do we provide for them at IUIC? We provide men with the laws of God to teach them how to be men. Brother, get a job. Provide for yourself. We teach them discipline, law and order. Guide the house. Be patient with your wife. Raise your children. Set up parameters in your household where they're not being defiled by the music, by the media, by the television. We give brothers instruction on how to lead their household because a strong family creates a strong nation. So we give brothers those fundamental things that we need to survive as a nation. So you got a bunch of men walking around with the mind of a boy. Next, we teach our young women how to be mothers, how to be wives, cook, clean, sew, guide the house, raise your children, be humble, be submissive, learn how to help your husband. Be his pillar of rest, not a source of stress. Teach the children. We have programs for the children. We have our own television where we can give positive imagery. Why? Because our children are subjugated and they are black with black inferiority complexes because they keep seeing white images, white Christ, white God. So we have IUIC Watch and Read. We have Joseph's Dream. These are productions that we put our own money together to create movies to combat things like Passion of Christ, Noah, Exodus, Gods and Kings. They keep showing us a white Moses and a white Christ and a white God. You got Curse of Miriam. We got a movie in production right now. These are things that we're doing to help our people because everything starts in the mind. You can give a people $1 million, but if they got the mind of a Bohemian, they're going to do nothing but destroy themselves and buy a bunch of guns, weed, and liquor and be a Christ-folding nigga they was yesterday. Mm-hmm. So we understand it's not about dumping money inside people. Christ said the poor have the gospel preached unto them. And then once they get their minds right, then we can establish businesses. Right now, we working on establishing land. Why? So we can come together and we can build houses and we can do what this Bible says. Jeremiah 29 tells us it's about community. But you cannot have a community until you first start with the minds of the people. That's why Christ said you shall know the truth and it shall make you free. Free from what? Free from your colonized mind. Free from your inferiority complex. Oh, the brothers talking like they got hate. No, this is how men speak, but you was made a boy. You was taught to use your inside voice. Y'all very docile on this island and the shit got to stop. Now.
Okay, let's go.
I want a scripture. I want a scripture. Now. Go to 2 Ezra chapter 10, verse 33, because our brothers on this island are weak and docile, and God is not dealing with you in that state. 2 Ezra 10, verse 33.
Your guys are a lot to say, but you're not here to help your own self. That's because before us, you're not establishing anything. But we come here to establish our brothers and our sisters. You got a problem with us.
Right, read that.
This is the book of 2 Ezra chapter 10, verse 33.
Uh-huh.
And he said unto me, stand up manfully.
What God say?
Stand up manfully.
The Lord God said, stand up manfully. not docile, not weak, not soft, not passive, not subservient. Stand up manfully and what?
And I will advise thee.
You want God to deal with you? God said you got to stand up manfully. Come out of that bohemian, docile, everything is iry. Come out of that mindset and stand up like the man. Put your boots on, pull your pants up, and understand you are at war.
Yeah, man, show him his problem, man. We did. We did the whole thing. We did the whole thing. This is your problem in the island. We did the whole thing, man.
Yes, sir. Number one.
This is your problem in the island. If you look at, you talking about we show like hatred, right? Man, but we're going to show you where hatred come from. Come on.
Number one. A lot of people in Bahamas think that they're free, but they don't even want to acknowledge the fact that King Charles III is the head of the state. Many of you don't even control your country, but y'all walking around passive and docile. Go ahead, D.
Come on, man. Finish with the whole thing.
Secondly, y'all got economic dependence on foreign entities. For example, all y'all major hotels, all y'all resorts, financial institutions are controlled by the British and Canadian corporations, especially the major coastlines.
No, they don't hate our people.
Oh, no.
They love our people.
No. They control the banks and the financial institutions, especially the major coastlines.
Hold on, brother.
No. Y'all said y'all free out here since 1973. Y'all not free. And the Privy Council in London controls the legislation.
Yep.
So the Negroes in the Bahamas ain't making a damn law. Next, y'all military. The U.S. just built a state-of-the-art base out here on y'all land, but y'all free. Next to y'all police station, isn't that a conflict of interest to have a foreign entity create a base next to the local headquarters of the police? But y'all ain't do a damn thing about it because y'all don't control y'all.
We are the hate group, but we the hate group.
Next up,
Captain. Just for the previous conversation, I understand the passion.
Okay.
And I can continue, let you can read, but we got to use up the word damn. And I understand.
Okay. Okay. Oh, it's cool.
We apologize.
It's in the Bible. Forgive us.
Continue.
Okay.
Come on.
This country owes the IMF $13.1 billion. Not only that, you got y'all still require visas to travel. Y'all got restrictions on from the UK on where y'all can go, and y'all got, it's a rigmarole. You got to go.
We are hate group. We are hate group.
But we the ones who hate group. We the ones who coming for money grabs.
No,
the other white man, he already grabbed up all the money. Y'all don't have none. The Morton Salt Company is one of the biggest industrial corporations on this island, and they can't even take sand from the beach.
Right.
But they're talking about they free. Everything is iry. Y'all got to come out of y'all delusion.
Not
a delusional out here.
Yeah, fish your enemy, brother. We not your enemy. We are your brother.
Let me go to the.
They want to talk about black Americans like we come like we wasn't all on the same slave ship.
Yep.
Just a different boat style.
Right.
And y'all think it's a division between black Americans and Bohemians. That's a slave mind, divide and conquer.
Captain,
that is a slave mind.
Captain, let me get
black
the next
American
caller.
Bohemian, we came from the same coast of Africa.
Captain,
understand that.
Captain, let me get to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. The captain passionate, and I'm trying to have him listen, but he's passionate.
About
go ahead, caller. Engage the captain and the deacon. Caller, go in once.
Again, right?
Go ahead. Yes, sir. How you doing this morning?
I'm putting bull, something what he said. Mind like a behemoth. What that supposed to mean? Because that sounds
the British mindset. The British mindset.
No. That sounds like a little.
Because that's where your education come from. The British.
No,
education.
Said,
education.
No, you. No. You said mind like a behemoth. What was that supposed to mean?
Mind like a bohemian means docile, weak, subservient. A lot of us over here think they are free, but you are at the low. You are on the bottom of a 99.9% bohemian island. But the white man, who's the 0.09%, controlled the damn island. That's the problem with you, and you don't think that's a problem, and you think free. You're not free.
Okay, thanks. Let's move to the next caller. Go ahead, producer.
Yeah. I want to one at 30. This is what's going on in this island. Your love of oppression. Give me that 30. What is that, 12 caps? 12 or 14 on that area? We have to read it, man. We have to read it.
Start at verse 8.
Yes. Start at 8. This is because at the end of the day, brothers and sisters, we're going to still be brothers and sisters. But the only problem we're going to have with your guys is because you don't want to keep God's commandments. We are here keeping God's commandments. We want to be united with you, help you, financially, everything else. But you don't want that because you good in your oppression. Come on, brother.
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 8.
Somebody, we come to grab money. No, we come to help you. Come on.
Now go, write it before them in a table and note it in a book.
Come on.
That it may be for the time to come, forever and ever.
That's the time right now as we speak. Come on.
That this is a rebellious people.
We are what kind of people?
Rebellious people.
The children in Bahamas today, we are the most rebellion people, God said. Come on.
Lying children.
We are a bunch of liars. Come on.
Children that will not hear the law of the Lord.
You see that? That's what you hear God. Because that's what we're winning out. The laws of God.
God called you liars because you will not accept his laws. Okay. Now you're gonna fight with your own brothers, but the oppressor himself, you don't even acknowledge the oppressor.
Come on, one more. Verse 12. Wherefore, thus saith the Holy One of Israel.
That's the judgment for that brother.
Because he despised this word.
God said, because you despise his laws, come on.
And trust in oppression.
Because that's what you trust on. You trust on your oppressor. Come on.
And perverseness.
The things that's going in the island today, our young brothers killing one another, man. Our sister dressing foully out here. Our woman looking defiled, man.
Half naked.
You understand? But you're not about that. You're about just your always. You're always stop today. Come on.
And trust in oppression and perverseness and stay there on.
Because that's what you honor. You just want to stay in this condition that British put you in. Deacon, we said, we're here to change your life.
You're preaching now, Deacon. Let's go to this next caller, but I want to know, what you have against Geno Jennings? Because he do Bible-based things too.
But you don't teach our people that we are the children of Israel. Okay. We have to keep
it. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Man, the people paying. What do you want me to do? Let's go to the next caller.
That's it. You don't have to.
Go ahead. Go to the next caller there. Go ahead, caller. Call again once. Call again twice. Let's move to the next caller. Let's go. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, boy, CA times, man. Listen, CA, listen, mm-hmm. I didn't know where you find these people from. Listen,
where they find you at? Under a rock. Under a rock. You emotional.
You emotional. Everyone get emotional. Let's
take
go to the next caller.
And everything Irie.
Go ahead, caller. Caller, girl, once. Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hey, great show as usual. The Bahamas needed this. Thank you all so much, man.
Oh, thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother.
You have common sense. At least you open your eyes and ears to heard. No matter how rough we sound, but there is knowledge in our mouth that's speaking. Keep God's commandments, man. Let me read this text.
Say, don't matter how rough we sound. That's what the deacon said. Says, I think if you take time, you will really understand what those men in purple are saying. They are saying stuff straight out of the Bible, and I'm following their scriptures. They making so much sense. I've never heard scriptures explained like how they are explaining it, and I've been to Catholic, Baptist, and Pentecostal churches. Can you tell me where is their church here in Nassau?
Oh, praise.
That's a text.
Give me the flyer and then read that scripture.
This is the book of Luke chapter 15 and verse 7.
Because this is what we all about right here. Go ahead.
I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth.
It says there shall be joy in heaven over one sinner that repent. Because we're not out here for no money grab. We're out here to grab the souls of our people so they can inherit the kingdom of heaven and get salvation. That's what it's for. This is not our place of rest. We want our people to repent. And there's joy in heaven over one sinner that repent.
This text says, you say British education, but you are adhering blindly to the King James Version. It's hypocritical. I am a Bahamian, and I'm not subservient and docile. Trust me. You cannot reach my people with your contempt.
No, don't be mad, brother. Mm-hmm. Just have some wisdom. You're going to be all right. We lack of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? That's why. Now, give me Isaiah 58 for the brothers that.
This text says, brother, they are lost. There is no black people nor white people mentioned in the Bible. Jesus' mm-hmm. name is...
Okay, let's put that to right. Let's get Song of Solomon right quick. Mm-hmm. Since there is no mention of black people in the Bible, brother, that's why we're telling you, if you don't believe in the Bible, don't call, because you're going to sound stupid. Come on.
This is the book of Psalms of Solomon, chapter 1 and verse 5. Mm. I am black.
What Solomon said?
I am black.
You are a liar, brother. You are a liar. Mm. You are Satan. You are a liar. Mm-hmm. Read it again. I am black. Solomon said he is black. He's a black man. Mm. Let's see what Job said. What color was Job, brother?
If they identified they were black, you saying that there were white people amongst them?
Of course there were.
Okay.
White people, we have white people always been there.
We have 2 minutes left and people are
Genesis 25:25. That's when white people introduced to this earth.
People are asking, how can they get in contact with you? Where's your social media information? So let's use these last 2 minutes to get your information out there so people can contact you. So these ladies who are calling in and texting in now can come to your services and join up. Where can they find you all in the Bahamas?
All right, so we're located on East Street and All Purpose Way. That's next to the NHI building. Our phone number is 823-8907. That's a local number and that's a local school location.
You hear that Bahamian accent just now?
Yeah, man. Shout out to the government, man. They can only do that much. With that type of people, ignorance, you cannot help them. Mm-hmm. You understand? Shout out to the, police officers that doing great media works. They don't abuse their position.
Is there any social media information?
Yes, sir. IUIC Nassau. IUIC Nassau. You can find us on YouTube. Find us on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. Our main page, our main website is IsraelUnite.org. IsraelUnite.org. And you can find us on Facebook at IUIC in the Classroom, YouTube, IUIC in the Classroom, IUIC in the Classroom 2, IUIC Events. And you can follow our bishop. Bishop Nathaniel on Instagram, Nathaniel 7, all right?
Because that's why we made a statement. We want your brothers and sisters to understand. If you don't believe that, if you don't believe in the Bible, why call this station? Because we only here for the believer. We only come here for the sinner. You understand? So we may bring him back to Christ. How do we bring a sinner back to Christ? We're going to end it with Acts 3:19 right quick. This is what Christ said.
This is the book of Acts, chapter 3 and verse 19.
Come on.
Repent ye therefore and be converted.
Instead of sitting there fighting with us, learn how to repent. Stop our people in this island that's in the mix of adultery. Stop our people in this island that's in the mix of fornication. Stop our people in this island, our young men that's picking up guns, killing one another. Stop them. How do we stop them, family? By bringing back the laws of God. They have to learn how to fear God. So they must repent. Come on.
Repent ye therefore and be converted.
All right.
That your sins may be blotted out.
That's what we need in this island. We need to repent so our sin can be blocked out, brothers and sisters, so we can gain our soul back to Christ. Come on, man.
This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri, and they saying repent, 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 repent. Have a wonderful day, eh?
Spring is in the air, and so are the rewards. The Water and Sewage Corporation wants to thank you for staying on top of your bills. When you pay your bill in full, you'll be entered for a chance to win one of three Easter baskets filled with exciting surprises. Pay in full before your due date. Complete the entry form, and you'll be entered to win. Visit our social media pages for details. Hop to it and win with the Water and Sewage Corporation. Hurry! Offer ends April 17th.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General, insurance made simple.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.